This course was produced by Learn 25. Enjoy a lifetime of learning 25 minutes a day.
David L. Hudson, Jr. is a legal scholar, constitution expert, and award-winning professor at Belmont University Law School. He writes regularly for the ABA Journal and has served as a contributing editor to the American Bar Association's preview of U.S. Supreme Court cases. A graduate of Vanderbilt Law School, Professor Hudson is the author, co-author, or co-editor of numerous books about the Constitution, including The First Amendment, Freedom of Speech, 2012, and Encyclopedia of the Fourth Amendment, 2013.
Lecture 1, The Story of the Constitutional Convention, Part 1. Welcome to the lecture series on the United States Constitution. The United States Constitution is arguably the most important legal document in the history of humankind. Former Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Worgen Berger, perhaps said it best. Quote, "The Constitution was indeed a watershed in the history of governments and more important in humanity's struggle for freedom and fulfillment. It behooves all of us to read it, understand it, revere it, and vigorously defend it. The essence of our country is the principles in the United States Constitution. Freedom, openness, democracy, liberty, popular sovereignty, separation of powers, checks and balances. All of these values and concepts personify the United States of America. It's perhaps one reason why the United States has often been known as the leader of the free world. As the preamble to the Constitution says, by the people and for the people, and particularly we the people. Our political leaders must conduct themselves under the rule of law, and ideally operate their affairs in public view. Now, given these important values of freedom and openness, it may come as a surprise to many that the United States Constitution, our country's charter of freedom and open democracy, was created covertly. It was created in secret, without the prying eyes of the media or other interested observers. In the summer of 1787, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 55 men from 12 states engaged in a series of secret discussions that ultimately changed the course of the nation. Because over the course of that long, hot summer, these so-called founding fathers or framers produced the written document that forms the legal and political basis for the United States government. And that document is the United States Constitution. Now, these 55 delegates operated in shrouds of secrecy. They swore to keep their discussions, debates, and disagreements among themselves. There was a profoundly important reason why the Founding Fathers had to keep their discussions and debates in secret. After all, their stated purpose, their instruction from the Continental Congress, was only to revise the existing form of government, something called the Articles of Confederation. But the Founding Fathers went much further. Instead, they created a whole new constitution and an entirely new system of government. Under the Articles of Confederation, there was a very weak central government. And that weak central government was not able to effectively manage the competing interests of the different states. Many leading politicians, men such as George Washington,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?